seventh parak of Trumas Mishnah Beis, we learned in the previous prakim that a bat kohen has the status of a kohen. Not only does the bat kohen have the status of a kohen, but also a bat Yisrael that married a kohen has the status of a kohen. But a bat kohen that marries a Yisrael, she loses her status as a kohen in respect to the fact that she is prohibited to eat truma from that point on. So bat kohen is by Yisrael, after her for truma. This bat kohen married a Yisrael, and she ate truma unintentionally. And we're going back to eating the shogeg. So since right now it's prohibited for her to eat the truma, mishalem is a keren, she has to pay back the principal. But since she is really from the Kohanic family, that extra fifth that one has to pay when he eats truma unintentionally is only when somebody was initially a Yisrael and he remained that way. But she initially was a Kohenis and now temporarily can't eat, or as long as she's married she can't eat because she's under the control of her husband. She doesn't pay the Kohenish. He's also the Sreifa. There's another halacha that a Bas Kohen that got married and did not, that had illicit relations under certain circumstances will get the Misa of Sreifa, other than not like Bas Yisrael. So we say the same thing applies over here, that even though she's married to Yisrael, she has a status of Yisrael in respect to Truma, in respect to the death punishment of Sreifa, she remains as the din of a Bas Kohen, that she gets the death punishment of Sreifa if she has these illicit relations. He says, that she got married to one of the people that are apostle, for example, a non-Jew or an Eved, etc., that when she has relations with this person, she loses her status as a Kohenet. She becomes a Chalola, and from then on she has the din of Yisraelis Lechol Dova. And therefore, Mishalem is Takeren, she eats Truma, she pays the fifth also, Misot of the Chenek, and if she had these illicit relations after she got married, she gets the chenek, the choking death penalty, and not the straight death penalty. This is the Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Raimim, Zilu Mishalem Tzakeren, Beim Mishalem Tzachoymesh, and Miskos of the Sreifa. Chacham say that even though right now she has a full status as a non-Kohenis in respect to all the halachas, in respect to these dinim of paying the Choymesh and the Misa of the Sreifa, it's totally in the fact that at one point in her life she had the status of a Kohenis. But since in the beginning of her life, before she had this marriage, she had the status of Kohenis, she doesn't pay the Chaimish, and she her debt, and she also retains the death penalty of Sreifa. As far as other halachas, she's not considered a Kohenis.